Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
I'd like to introduce Nancy from the United States, who has multiple sclerosis. Welcome, Nancy.
Good morning, Linda.
I hope it's not too early for you. I didn't think of that. Anyway.
I'm an early riser.
Oh, good. Well, you did email me first, so that's not too bad. So what were the very first symptoms that you had of MS?
I had severe vertigo. And in fact, I was working and the vertigo became so bad that I just literally dropped to the floor and couldn't get up again. And I suffered that vertigo for like 3 months, mm-hmm. 3 months solid. And they took me to the ER and they told me I had an inner ear infection. And being in the medical field, I said, no, I don't. I have MS. But that was my first clue. Was the vertigo, but something just told me at that exact time that I did have MS, and I had to argue with them.
Mm-hmm. So what happened after the vertigo?
I was literally bedridden after that for approximately 3 months. I was undiagnosed, and so then finally I found a neurologist that did diagnose me as having MS. And, of course, he, at that time, put me on Copaxone. And it did nothing. My health just steadily declined. And although the vertigo, after 3 months, did start to subside, I think then the fatigue set in. And the fatigue was, I think, my biggest enemy.
Mm. So... at that point, were you diagnosed?
Pardon?
So once, you know, when you had the vertigo, is that when the MS was diagnosed at the end of the vertigo?
Yes, but it took approximately 3 months to get diagnosed mm-hmm. properly.
Yeah.
And I had to go away to a specialist to get that diagnosis, but I knew in my heart what it was because mm-hmm. I've been in the medical field a long time.
Yes. And how did it affect you being diagnosed or even suspecting that that's what it was?
Well, I also had the optic neuritis. My skin burned so badly that when I slept, I could only sleep on the bed from my waist up. And it actually hurt to have clothes on. To this day, I still have to wear my socks inside out because, you know, my skin burns. But it has gotten much better since I began the LDN. Mm-hmm.
So what other symptoms did you have before you started LDN?
I think just mostly the optic neuritis, the fatigue, and the vertigo.
Mm-hmm. And your bladder was fine, yes?
Pardon?
Was your bladder okay?
Well, yeah. You know, it wasn't any worse than it usually is. You know, mm-hmm. I think being a female, you know, after bearing children, we do have bladder problems. And so that wasn't something that I really noticed.
Okay.
You know, because I always went a lot, so I just... Mm-hmm. thought that was normal for me.
So psychologically, did it affect you knowing that you'd got MS?
Well, absolutely, because I was very active. I had a job. I worked in the operating room. I was very active in the community. I worked with veterans. I was the mayor of my town. And it took a while, and especially when I needed to leave my job because I loved my job. And all of a sudden, I was, one minute I was everything and then I was nothing. because I was homebound. So it had a severe psychological effect on me.
So how did you hear about LDN?
Well, I had tried everything. I tried Copaxone, Betacerone, Rebif, and Avonex, and none of them worked. And the side effects actually made me more ill than the MS did. Mm-hmm. And so I told my neurologist that I was done taking anything, and he kind of agreed with me that, yeah, it's not working, and besides that, these drugs aren't really made for progressive forms of MS. So he was okay with me stopping that. And within about 3 months, I saw LDN on the internet. I'm not even sure where I saw it, but I saw it, and it took me a long time to make the decision. I didn't make it lightly. I did a lot of research. I, of course, went to the LDN.org website and read a lot of testimonials before I made that decision. And once I made the decision, it was no looking back.
How easy was it for you to get a prescription?
The first time I asked my neurologist for it, he gave me an absolute no, but that was while I was still on Rebif. And I had forgotten that I had even learned about LDN previous to me getting off the regular MS drugs. And then it was like new to me again when I did research after I was off the MS drugs. And I asked him the second time, and he felt, well, there's nothing to lose. He did not believe in it and didn't think it was going to help, but, you know, he wasn't against it.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me twice in asking him, and it took me to be totally off of anything else before he agreed to it.
Okay. So were you able to fill your prescription easily?
Yes, I went to Ermat's in New York.
Okay. So what did you notice? Did you have any initial side effects?
Pardon?
Did you have any initial side effects when you started?
I had absolutely no side effects whatsoever, and to this day I have no side effects, and usually I'm very sensitive to medication. I usually take about a fourth of a dose what anyone else would take.
Mm-hmm. So what did you notice initially when you started?
LDN worked for me within 8 hours. I took it. Yeah, I was so anxious and so excited. It was like the day that the LDN came, I couldn't wait to go to bed. Mm-hmm. The mailman came in the morning, and I just couldn't wait to go to bed that night. I was like waited for it all day. And so I took it before I went to bed, and at that time I was bedbound. I couldn't get out of bed by myself. My husband even took me to the bathroom. And I was still suffering the effects of vertigo. So when I did try to walk, it was like one step forward, two steps sideways.
Mm-hmm.
And when I woke up the next morning, I got out of bed by myself. I mean, and it wasn't even, it was effortless. I just literally got out of bed. So it was like an 8-hour miracle for me.
Wow, it's amazing. So what happened to all your other symptoms?
The vertigo, you know, for the vertigo to leave, it probably took a matter of 2 or 3 days. The optic neuritis, it helped me. It took a little while for it to help the optic neuritis, maybe about 3 months. That burning sensation on my skin, well, that probably took maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So how would you say your life is now?
My quality of life has increased tenfold. You know, I now do yard work, I cut grass, I do not need any assistance whatsoever to do anything. So absolutely, and my grandchildren just marvel at how well I am. They just, you know, even though it's been 4 years since I've been on LDN, they still remember what I was like back then, and they still talk about it.
So what would you say to other people who are contemplating trying LDN?
Well, I think that I would say research it first. You know, make sure it's the right decision for you. I know for some people it isn't, or they don't believe it is. I believe differently.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's at the low dose that we're giving. There's nothing to lose by going on LDN or by trying it. You have absolutely nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's like taking a baby aspirin, and that's how I explain it to other people. It's like you take a baby aspirin for your heart, you take a baby naltrexone for, you know, MS. About the same. To me, I equate the two.
I'd like to introduce Ray from England, who takes LDN for multiple sclerosis and fibromyalgia. Thank you for joining me, Ray.
Yeah, that's fine.
Could you tell me when you first started to notice symptoms which led to your diagnosis?
Well, I was diagnosed in 2010. I collapsed in 2009, but about 3 years while I was working before I got diagnosed with MS, I noticed I was feeling very tired after work and would sleep in the evenings. And my MS nurse said that I probably developed MS and fibromyalgia while I was working. But when I collapsed in 2009, that was a definite diagnosis, and that's when my illness eventually kicked in for the worst, really.
Mm-hmm. And how old were you then, Ray?
41, I think.
Okay. And how did that impact on your life?
Well, I'm lucky that I work for Honda and I've got a very good pension, and I've got health insurance on my pension.
Mm-hmm.
So I get half my salary, so financially I'm okay. I claim some benefits. It's been just over 2 years now for me, and I haven't really noticed a great deal, apart from the fact that I would try to do things when I'm feeling good, and then the fatigue and chronic pain would hit me a day or 2 days later, and I can be ill for a couple of days, a week, 2 weeks. It's just a very unpredictable disease, is MS.
Mm-hmm.
And the fibromyalgia with the fatigue and chronic pain as well, so it impacts on my life quite a lot at the moment. And I went to the MS centre today because the Lord Mayor was there, and I had to go on an exercise bike and have my picture taken. And I couldn't even lift my legs into the stirrup when I was sat down.
Right.
And that was a real eye-opener for me today, that I'm sat in a chair and you've got these pedals in front of you. Because it's like an adapted bike.
Yeah.
And I couldn't lift my legs while sat down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I consider myself to be generally a lot more able-bodied than most of the people in there, because I can walk around, and I thought I could bend my legs really well.
Mm.
But in a seated position, trying to get my legs into the stirrups of the bike today, that really hit home for me that, well, maybe I'm worse than I thought I was, isn't it?
Well, before you heard about LDN, what were your symptoms like at that time?
I was really, really ill. I would feel like I had really bad flu symptoms, is where I could describe it, every day. Feeling generally yucky every day. Headaches. Just generally feeling really unwell.
What about pain? What was your pain like at that time?
Yeah, that was really bad as well. I've tried several types of medication from my MS nurse,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually got on to pregabalin, which helps neurological pain.
Yeah.
And that helped me a lot, but I still had the yucky illness feeling most of the time.
What about your bladder? What's that like?
That's fine, I think. I go to the toilet more often than normal, but I can control it. That's all okay.
Yeah. So if you were to score your quality of life on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best before you started LDN, what would it have been?
Before I started LDN?
Yeah.
I'd say it was a 4.
Okay. And what would you say it is now?
Sorry?
What would you say it is now?
I'd say it was, as for feeling well and better, I would say it's about an 8 or an 8 or a 9.
Oh, that's fantastic. That really is good. So how did you hear about LDN?
My brother's mother-in-law has got fibromyalgia really bad. She's had it for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, why don't you try LDN? And I said, well, what is that? And she gave me the website address, and I had a look and spoke to my doctor. He gave me, he was willing to give me a prescription every month.
Good.
And I get my medication from Dickinson's Pharmacy in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I've done it. And now, and for the last year, it's being paid for on NHS, right? So I don't pay nothing.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So when you first started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
No, I didn't. No, none at all for me.
Right. And how long do you think it took before LDN started to work for you?
Probably about 6 months.
And what did you notice?
Just, I mean, with fibromyalgia, every morning you wake up, you still feel very fatigued, but that's also the same in MS.
Yeah.
And that is still the case now, but I know that after about 2 hours, I'm okay, and I haven't got these yucky flu-like symptoms and aches and pains. I haven't got any of that anymore.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to other people in your situation who are thinking of trying LDN?
I would say do it, because reading the notes on LDN, it stimulates the body's endorphins, naturally to make you feel a little bit better. It's it just makes the endorphins in your body work better for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say to people, try it, because it's really good.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Ray, before we go?
No, not really. That's all I can say, is anybody out there was to speak to their doctor, go to the website, print off all the information, show it to your doctor, and try and get a prescription from your doctor, and then get the LDN, basically.
Thank you for your input. I'd like to introduce Sarah from England, who takes LDN for multiple sclerosis. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Linda.
And first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on your wedding.
Thank you, that's very kind. 2 weeks in now.
Wow. Well, you're an old hand at it now, then. Could you tell us when you first started to notice MS symptoms?
It was actually back in 1995. Uh-huh. I had optic neuritis in my right eye because I had slight tingling in my right cheek. They decided to give me an MRI scan and automatically diagnosed me with multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
I was very fortunate. I got about 80% of my vision back in my right eye, but now my brain doesn't actually use my right eye on a day-to-day basis. It's not unless I obscure vision with my left eye, my right eye kicks in, and it's like looking through a bit of a fog. So, you know, intelligent brain prevents me from having blurred vision or foggy vision during the day. After that recovery period, which took about 2 months, I didn't have any other symptoms at all. Very, very fortunate. I sold my house, went travelling around the world, trying to do as much as I could while I could.
How old were you, Sarah?
Must have been 25.
Okay, yeah.
25. In 2002, I'd moved from Oxford to London, and I decided to fake some symptoms in order to see a neurologist and get a repeat scan. I didn't manage to obtain another scan, but the neurologist said, no, you haven't got MS. I'm like, excuse me? And he said, medical knowledge moves on, and if you'd have presented the same symptoms current day, we wouldn't have diagnosed you on that information alone. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yippee, fabulous, I haven't got MS, wow. And if we fast forward to May 2010, I woke up one morning and was using my laptop and thought, that's strange, I feel numbness in my little fingers. And I could literally feel it travelling across my hand to my middle finger. And I thought, there's something weird here. The next morning, I had a lot of pain in my neck. And by the Wednesday, it was so acute. Actually, it was the same day. By 11 o'clock that morning, I could hardly move my neck. So I went for physio, private physio. I was actually meant to be flying out of the country on the Friday to go to Greece. I was like, I've worked so hard, I'm going to have this holiday. Went to physio. They wouldn't touch me because of the numbness I had in my hand. Referred me to my GP for approval, which the GP gave. I went back and had physio. This is all so I could go on holiday. The next morning, I went back for a second session of physio. This is now the Thursday, which was fine. Came home, and 2 hours later, I was walking down the stairs. I thought, I can't feel the stairs underneath my feet. And my feet had started to go numb. The only way I can describe it was like a dental injection. You know, if you're coming around for the dental injection, you can feel yourself touching your jaw, but it feels distant and heavy.
Yeah.
You're like not full feeling.
Uh-huh.
And the feeling started to travel up my legs, at which point I got myself... I phoned the physio and I said, get yourself to A&E for a head scan.
Mm-hmm.
So I went straight into a local hospital who wouldn't give me a scan based on the symptoms I was presenting. I went into meltdown saying, but I potentially had MS and then was told I didn't have it. You know, what's going on? I'm flying out of the country. I said, well, we would advise you not to fly out of the country. Mm. And I went anyway and had an MRI when I came back from Greece, and subsequently received a diagnosis on the 25th of June 2010 saying, you have MS. I've received the diagnosis from a neurologist that I actually used to work with in Liverpool, who basically told me, yeah, well, you've got MS, Sarah. You're fine. You know, we're not going to give you any medication because you're showing signs of improvement. But my left leg's going weak. I can't walk upstairs, left, right. You know, I'm scared. It's like, well, you know, you'll be fine. Come back in, you know, 6 months and don't look at the internet. You'll scare yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Red rag to a bull, I'm afraid. I've taken my health into my own hands and started actively researching and quite rapidly discovered LDN. So after many hours of researching, trying to find out people's personal experiences with LDN and at what degree of the disease they had at the time and how it's benefited them,
mm-hmm.
and I think what really compounded it and made me actually start to take LDN was reading the book Honest Medicine by Julia Skopic,
mm-hmm.
Which gave such great information at the time and patients' personal experiences of the drug, and it actually helped. I remember in particular there was one gentleman in America, I think his name was Noel, off the top of my head. He had a secondary progressive, and he had tried all treatments under the sun. He'd been on the nasty big pharmaceutical drugs, you know, like Rebif, and I don't know if it was Tysabri as well. He'd also tried chemotherapy, had blood transfusions, and he was still getting progressively worse and worse and worse. And he'd basically thrown in the towel and said, well, you know, this is my fate. His wife started researching LDN, and when she researched enough, actually presented him with the information, he started to take it. I think that's now about 7 years ago, and he hasn't had a further relapse. So you can imagine if somebody was relapsing, remitting, newly diagnosed for the second time, mm-hmm. Reading that, it's like, well, I want this drug. So I spoke to my GP, who wasn't willing to actually prescribe it for me. So I found a way to actually get my hands on it was to subscribe to an internet doctor, eMed, mm-hmm. Which I did, provided proof that I had MS as a diagnosis, and I started to take the drug on a private prescription. The benefits I started to see after about 2 weeks, the fatigue improved. I wasn't compounded by fatigue, but I got tired very easily. You know, I still got up and did things and was moving around all the time, but the fatigue was pretty unpleasant for an active person. So I saw improvements to the fatigue after just 2 weeks. Now, this is where it's a little bit patchy with what LDN actually did for me, because I also went to Bulgaria in the August and had treatment for CCSVI, mm-hmm. Pioneering surgery at the time, of which still isn't available on the NHS, more bureaucracy. So in conjunction with surgery and LDN, practically all of my symptoms went away, which obviously I can't stand here and honestly say which did which, but I'd already seen improvements with LDN. What's happened since, here we are 2 years on, it'd be 2 years in July since I started to take LDN. Beginning of this year, 2012, I felt so good in myself. I thought, yeah, it's been past the Christmas period, I'd run out of LDN, and I'd been a bit lazy going to my GP to get a private prescription. I missed that bit out. After 6 months, I saw my neurologist, and I took evidence for the information I'd found about LDN online, showed him that I'd been taking it for 6 months, and he agreed to write to my GP to say they could write me a private prescription. Mm-hmm. So at least now I don't pay for the private prescription from a GP, I just pay for the drug. And I've lost my thread now, Linda, which sometimes happens. Yes, earlier this year, I felt so good. I didn't actually go back to my GP to get a prescription, and subsequently I stopped taking LDN for a month. I then realized that come 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was absolutely pants. I was so tired. I said, what on earth is going on? I thought, oh my God, I've stopped taking LDN. This is the effect. So, you know, as you can imagine, I was back to the GP like a bullet to get another mm-hmm. prescription. And within a week of starting LDN again, I was back to my normal energy levels. So I will be taking LDN for the rest of my life. I would be terrified to stop it, and risk any other symptoms of MS commencing. Mm-hmm. My sister was also diagnosed in 2010.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Sarah?
Yes, I think I'd just like to give a brief summary of really what my symptoms were like at their worst and how they are current day. Mm-hmm. So if we go back to 2010, at the worst point, I was losing the strength in my left leg around the knee area. I couldn't go left, right up the stairs, and you know, I was going up right foot first. I had numbness in my left hand, which would travel up my arm quite frequently. I also had that horrible, I very cleverly erased the actual term from my memory, but when you bend your neck forward and you get a shooting pain, go right down past your bottom, had that, and my speech was becoming problematic, as I could speak normally, but if I got a little bit tired or stressed, I'd do an impression of me. It was like trying to get my words out. It would happen like that. And, of course, the fatigue. Today, I'm very pleased to say, I've got full strength in my left leg. I can run a kilometre in 4.5 minutes.
Wow.
I've only got very slight numbness in my left hand, and it tends to only happen when I decide that I'm superwoman and can keep going for 24 hours. Unfortunately, my elder sister, she's 3 years older than myself, was actually diagnosed with MS same year as I was in 2010, just 2 months following my diagnosis. Unfortunately, Alison isn't somebody who is proactive in researching, and she trusted and relied on the neurologist and the GPs for giving information. She subsequently got worse. Unfortunately, she had another relapse, and I directed her to LDN. She has stabilised now. She still struggles a little bit, especially with fatigue, but she is a lot better than what she was. So I try to advise as many people as I can, because I know the medical people, in quotes, aren't really there to instruct people with illnesses. It's down to us to look after ourselves. My personal belief is that LDN should be available on the NHS for each and every person, especially with MS and other conditions, which it helps. I think it's absolutely appalling, the bureaucracy that surrounds LDN, with them not doing the drugs trial purely because there's no financial gain after what they know with it being it would be approved for use for conditions like MS and others.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your experience with us, Sarah.
Thank you, Linda.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.